We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Melissa Kirkwood, Marketing and Development Officer at Sunset Zoo. Of course, wrapping up Spooktacular here this past weekend, and that's always a lot of fun for the zoo. And there's also, we're going to talk in this next segment here about memberships, because there are some real good perks if you are a member of the Sunset Zoo. Is it called Friends of the Sunset Zoo? What do you call it? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's Friends of the Sunset Zoo, who handle, or it's an organization. It's a part of the zoo. The Friends of the Sunset Zoo is a separate nonprofit that oversees all of our membership capabilities and membership membership possibilities here at Sunset Zoo. And then they are able to utilize the membership to further our mission of Sunset Zoo. So a large component of the membership costs go towards conservation efforts in different ways here at the zoo. So much like, and then they also operate our fundraising activities here at Sunset Zoo, like Brew at the Zoo that just happened last week, and then Wine in the Wild. But that that board handles all of the operational needs of our membership. But members themselves are called FOS members, Friends of Sunset Zoo. And with your membership to Sunset Zoo, you not only get a membership to here Sunset Zoo in Manhattan, Kansas, but you get discounts or free admission to over 150 different zoos across the nation. So a lot of people know that are members currently, but if you have never explored that option with us, that is a really cool experience that you are able to purchase a membership for you, yourself, or your family here in Manhattan, but can go to someplace like Omaha and get in for, I think their qualification for our AZA membership reciprocal program is half price. So you'll get in half price at the Omaha Zoo. So lots of different perks, but it's a really cool experience also to be a member and be able to come in anytime that you want here at Sunset Zoo.
That's a pretty good deal, because I've been to the Sunset, or not, sorry, to the Omaha Zoo, the Henry Doorly Zoo, and that is probably my favorite zoo in the country, just to go check it out. And it is not cheap, so getting the discount certainly helps, especially if you're a zoo enthusiast.
Absolutely. And our memberships are very, very reasonable. And I'm going to let listeners know a little, just a little heads up. So for a single person, an individual membership is $30, and a family membership is $50, and your family includes two adults and any of the as many children in your family unit, and that is a great deal. Like, it is, we've done a cost comparison across the Midwest, and we are by far one of the least expensive zoos in the Midwest. We've done that cost comparison with our FOS board. In 2022, we will be increasing our membership just a bit. We have not increased membership pricing for over 17 years. So we are going to be increasing that cost just a bit, but it will still be very affordable. And you will be able to experience Sunset Zoo any day of the week, as long as some of those other zoos as well. But right now, until the end of the year, our current pricing will stay the same. So we will be launching a membership drive here just before the holidays to encourage you. It makes a really great Christmas gift for or just holiday gift or any time of the year gift for anybody to become a member of Sunset Zoo.
With that increase, and that, is that handled by the city or that directs that?
Yeah, so the memberships themselves are handled by our FOS organization, because they are our separate organization that handles the memberships. But the gate admission pricing is handled by the city and is a ordinance of the city. So both of those areas, we will be the gate cost for Sunset Zoo also will be increasing January 1, but just by 50 cents per admission. So an adult price will now be $6 in January, and a child's ticket will be $4. But for now, we are still in our old pricing, $350 and $550. And we are still in our old pricing for membership right now until January 1st. But still, even with the increases, it's still a deal. But we really know that our membership is the least expensive, even probably with our increase, our cost increase. I believe that the FOS board voted this last week that they would be increasing family memberships to 65, I believe, and individual memberships to 35. So still, that is a great deal. I don't even think that you could probably get into Henry Dorley Zoo with a family for under that price for our membership. So I think that we will also be adding some additional benefits to our membership. Not only do you get into other zoos across the country for half price or free admission, there are some definite benefits to have the memberships. For instance, this last weekend at Spooktacular, all our FOS members, they got $1 off per ticket. So when we do our events like that, FOS members definitely have benefits. If you have young kids and you are enrolling them into any of our programming, any of our summer camps, any of our out of school, daily experiences, you get discounts there. You also get a discount if you have a birthday party here. So we look at those programs that we have across the board to what can we provide our FOS members.
All right. Well, I know that we got just a couple minutes left here. One thing on my desk is, how is construction going on at the exhibition?
Yeah. So if people were out this past weekend at Spooktacular, you got a chance to kind of look over the fence and see it. We are like inching into that finish line for the buildings being done. So we are looking at the end, probably the most likely, just due to some weather factors. We had some weather delays a little bit earlier in the year with our construction team, but we are looking at the end of November that all of the exhibits, all of the cement groundwork, all of the decking, everything will be completed at the end of November. And then we will be moving animals in through the course of the winter. We have some of our animals right now, like we have our sloth bears, the girls that Molly and Tess that came to us from another zoo. And then we just recently learned that we will be getting a female tiger. We've been in the process of telling all of the other AZA zoos, hey, we're building new exhibits. And so we'll be getting our tiger here in the next month and a half. And then it just takes time to get those animals acclimated to our new exhibits. But be looking for our grand opening to be April. April 9th will be our grand opening to the public. We will be opening the lower half of Asia where the red pandas are, the gibbons, before April. But we need to wait till that construction's completely done for the buildings first.
All right. Well, Melissa, it's always good to chat with you here, and we'll talk again to you in about a month.
It's always great to talk with you and all the team at K-Man, and we really appreciate your support.
All right. We'll talk again soon. Melissa Kirkwood here from the Sunset Zoo, our guest on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll talk with someone from Thrive Flint Hills up next on K-Man.